give it up, give it up, baby, give it up.
Oh my god, guys, we're recording, I'm so sorry.
Good beers, bad ideas, booze, booze, money, cruise. A little business and a little cheers.
When the only thing to get me through the Monday blues is the Bros Bros Cruise!
Good beers, bad ideas, Bros Bros Monday Cruise!
Well, bloody hello! How have you guys been for the last week?
Hey, Westo.
Fantastico.
Really happy to be here, thank you.
My name is Andy Weston, and you're listening to Bros Brews Monday Cruise, the final episode, episode 10, and this is the second part in a two-part duology. So what we're doing is we're running through all of our old ideas that we didn't use in previous podcasts. We've got a few more left for you today, so open up your ears and open up your hearts, and most importantly, open up your wallets, because we're being sued by Drew and Sam, and we need all the money that we can get. So write to the bbmcofficial@gmail.com, or don't.
Rose Brews Monday Cruise, we stole this music from friends.
Welcome to the future. Welcome to Snaz TV.
Welcome to tomorrow.
Is anybody else over Netflix?
Yes.
Yas.
Yeah. Is anyone over Stan?
9.
Yes.
Is anyone over Channel 9?
Over.
With Snaz TV, you get all your favorite TV shows, all your favorite movies, directly to your TV. Do you like Ocean's 11? Do you like Ocean's 12? Well, we've got Ocean's 13 and none of the other titles.
We have Ocean's 13. Skip intro. We let you skip to the next damn episode.
If you like Breaking Bad, we've got Breaking Dad, where we interview my dad about his life choices until he cries.
Are you tired of waiting for your favorite movies to appear on Netflix?
Yes, so tired.
People are clamoring to get us to distribute their movies. Sometimes they appear even moments after they have been filmed.
Do you like embarrassing bodies?
Yeah.
Well, all of our low-budget films have actors with weird bodies.
Has your porno subscription run out? Well, don't worry about it. We have a plentiful supply of pornographic material available free of charge if you are a subscriber.
Please buy Snaz TV. We are locked in shipping container. We need food and water.
Blue, I'm in need of water. I'm in need of water.
No.
Ich habe Hunger. Ich habe Durst.
Ja. Ja. Fred Durst.
Say ja to Snaz TV.
Ja. Ja.
Stille ja.
Snaz TV, na ja.
Gute Nacht. We're German.
Mein Lieblingssport ist Hockey.
Hello everyone, my name's Sam Blissett, and I'm here with some more ideas for the final BBMC episode ever. Remember, if you like these ideas, please go to the internet and type in the bbmcofficial@gmail.com. Send us an email and place some bids on that. We need you to survive. Thank you. My first idea, gentlemen of the BBMC. Look, we're a high flying corporate guys.
We wear $6,000 suits.
Exactly. And speaking of high flying, we're all very familiar with the frequent flyers clubs that many airline services offer. Are you familiar with
that? And the Mile High Club, am I right, fellas?
Oh, yeah.
But we're also very familiar with sitting on a long flight next to some drip who you've got nothing in common with. You know, it's awful. 10-hour flight to Malaysia and just nothing to talk about. So my idea is the Singles Flyers Club, where you can find hot singles in the area of your plane today. Now, what my idea is, while you're buying your ticket, you fill out a form of your interests, your likes, your dislikes, your perfect body type. And then your airline will place you sitting next to not only someone that you'll enjoy talking to, but, you know, it will make the flight go faster. You have something in common. You'll like each other, but you're going to the same destination. And, you know, who knows what that could lead to.
And an added bonus is, because it's a 10-hour flight, if it doesn't go very well, you'll get so many extra chances to try and make it right.
Yes. Yes, very much. So what do you guys think of the idea?
Look, one issue that I have is that when I'm going on a date trying to pick up the ladies, I want to look my best. And honestly, I look my worst after a 10-hour flight. I'm clammy, I'm jammy, I'm full of hammy. Ankles are looking thick.
You got pre-cum just dripping out of your trousers.
This is the worst theme of an episode ever.
Now, when I think of hot singles in my area, I'm generally thinking of microwaved crust pieces of cheese in my mouth. Is this something that your service can provide?
Absolutely, if you express that on your likes and dislikes. Now, the likes and dislikes is a field, a checkbox option, and there are 10 possible likes and 10 possible dislikes that you could choose.
And one of the likes is craft singles being microwaved.
Yes.
And delivered to your mouth.
Because you're either a lover or a hater on that one.
Thank you very much.
What are the 10 dislikes?
One.
Which?
Please tell me.
One, cobwebs in the hair.
Two,
people touching your toes when you don't really feel like it.
Three,
bedwetters.
Four, fungus. Five,
pre-cum.
Six,
people who dislike pre-cum.
Seven,
inadequate breasts.
Eight.
People who overcompensate for inadequate breasts.
Nine,
adequate breasts.
10, teeny peenies. And 11.
There's only
dogs that are too small.
And that's the 11 dislikes. To find out the 11 likes, go to thebbmcofficial@gmail.com.
We just told you.
That's a website. That's an email.
Okay, guys. It's Sammy B. Back here with another idea for you on the final ever episode of BBMC. Please donate to thebbmcofficial@gmail.com. Thank you. This idea. Now, I want to ask you guys, what are some of the best things people can say about a movie?
Feel free to ask me later on.
I'm asking you right now.
I liked it.
Yes.
I was moved.
Sorry, what was the question again?
What are the best things?
Oh, the best things that people can say after watching a movie.
Yes.
Skip to 1 hour 32 to find the boobs.
Is this at the movies or watching a DVD?
After watching the movie.
After watching. Oh, so you've just been to the movies with your mates or you've watched it at home.
Yep.
And sorry, I'm just I don't understand. Why was he in there? Because he didn't know who they were.
Is that one of the best things?
He shouldn't have known that. And then you get to show, you're like, well, what you didn't realise was he was an undercover agent in the first. They actually explained that in the first half of the film. And if you understand Israeli politics, you'll quite clearly understand that that's what would be quite commonplace.
So that's the best thing about any movie.
In my ideal world, yes.
Oh, you've got other things, too.
No. That's good. That's yeah.
Hey, those ideas are great.
I agree.
How about this one? I got chills.
They're multiplying.
Okay, so you read a review that says that, and you're going to go see that movie, right?
But
you're seeing multiple reviews that saying,
I got chills.
I just got chills.
I'll probably take a jacket.
Yeah.
So you might need to, because here's my plan.
Here we go.
We make a movie right when the hero or protagonist is at their lowest point. They pick themselves up. They give a monologue about justice or some bullshit like that. Then the cinema cranks that AC right up.
Yeah.
Everyone's fucking getting chills.
Yeah.
Everyone
is
walking out of there saying, I can't believe it, I got chills.
So, like, for example, correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, Michael Bay, for example,
yes,
could be like, hey, I don't know how to direct emotion, but I can make explosions. Can
yes.
you please force emotions on the viewers?
Absolutely.
And the movie theater's like, yeah, we can.
Yeah, exactly. We pay a little fee to the the cinema boy, the guy who lets them in or whatever, I don't know what they are. And he just hits
the guy that turns the reel by hand.
Yeah,
because that's how movies work.
Well, he's also got a reel that controls the AC, and he reels it a little bit faster at that moment. Everyone,
so his left hand is reeling the film and the right hand is the AC, and if he gets out of sync, boy, you will know about it.
Yep.
Cool idea.
Yeah.
I also like the idea if there's an explosion or they're standing by a volcano. Put the heat up.
Another potential. Sorry if I'm jumping on your toes here, but
please.
Like, could one of the other services maybe be like, maybe it's real emotional and you're supposed to feel sad,
mm-hmm.
and it shoots a fine mist into the crowd, and you're like, oh, am I crying? Because your eyes are a little bit wet, and you're like, oh, I must be.
It's actually onions.
Yeah, maybe they. Yeah,
that's
maybe
good.
There's a guy that just cuts onions underneath the stage.
I don't know.
Yeah, they just have freshly cut onions that they place in little boxes under everyone's seat. I feel like the price of movies is going to go up significantly.
Can we scale the temperature? Can we get, like, our most expensive product will have people on Twitter saying things like, I got chills so bad I couldn't move.
Yeah. I got...
Because it was a freezer.
I got frostbite in my left foot and had to get it amputated when I watched Mr. Deeds, for example.
That might be more appropriate for... like a movie like The Revenant or something
like that.
No, Mr. Deeds.
Okay,
yeah. Well, I mean, speaking of that, I've got some other ideas for other genres. Horror, I literally died. So you have maybe an elderly gentleman or woman, maybe someone who's just ready to take that next step in their life.
Yeah.
You know, that,
A+.
It's a euthanasia thing. Yeah.
So they prepare the tweet and have a loved one or power of eternity hit the send button on the tweet itself that says, I literally died.
I believe they put the phone in front of their face, and as their face falls, into the sweet embrace of death, their nose will hit the send button.
Sure.
So how would that be implied? How would the death be? Is there like a lethal injection in the seat they sit in? How do they die?
I think you get to a certain point and you can just do it.
Yeah, I think so.
So, like, you know how people can, like, make themselves come without touching themselves? It's similar to that.
Just by looking at it.
I can almost do that. I mean, there's... Yeah.
Yeah, I can almost die on command.
I mean, perhaps it depends on the movie. Maybe it's a real slasher flick, and they've signed their rights, so, you know, you just have someone come in and just cut them up.
Yeah.
Or just an usher comes up to them and goes, boo.
Yeah. If they're old enough, that'll work. Another idea is... romantic drama, maybe something like The Notebook, I Got Wet, and just have little hoses inside the seats.
What about if we put vibrators in the seats?
I thought about that, but then we're getting into the territory of 4D movies, and that's not what this is.
I was worried. I was worried about that, because those are...
They're cheap and tacky. Yeah. This is artful and tasteful and enhances everybody's experience.
Now, can you think of anything that would make me say something like, I appreciate the long hours the best boy put in?
I feel like it's maybe like a role that a priest would appreciate.
Mm. The boy with the best dick.
Well, moving on.
Okay, thanks, guys. What do you guys think of my idea?
Buy.
Yep, I'd buy into that.
Great. Well, I have another, just a quick few ideas here for you.
Shoot.
It's a lightning round.
Lightning round!
That's right, folks. It's the lightning round. Lightning noises.
Each of these ideas is $500. $500.
$500.
Right to the bbbbbbbbbb@gmail.com.
BBB.
And give us $500.
Okay. Up first, I've got the lavatory. Now, this is a portable blow-up device that you can pee on anywhere in the urban jungle.
Yes!
Shaped like a tree.
Yes.
Yeah, it's for the man at heart.
100%.
Yes.
I am
can
a...
Can dogs pee on it?
I'm a Absolutely. Frequent, oh shit, I am only halfway home and I need to pee person. And the ability to pee without... the jurisdiction of the law falling upon me would be a great asset.
Let's get Drew out of that halfway home.
All right, Drew, so in your opinion, it's public urination if it's against a wall, but it's not if it's against a tree that
no,
you erect.
Oh, sorry, maybe I misunderstood. I thought it was some kind of, like, blow-up building.
No, that,
it's
no, a pun.
It's a blow-up tree, the lavatory tree.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, then that's just... I would just pee on a normal tree, and I'm not worried about that.
So that's a no for Drew? It's a yes for me.
Yes from Jimbo.
Okay, a sequel to Stuart Little called Too Little Too Late.
Yes, bye.
An app called Where Am I, and it only responds to a voice command that you yell at like you're in an action movie and you've been knocked out by the enemy and you wake up and you yell, Where am I? And that's the only voice command
and it
responds
says you,
to.
It
tells you your location. It uses GPS. Yeah. It uses Siri.
Does it
or,
tell you your actual longitudinal and latitudinal
absolutely.
Coordinates?
Absolutely. Okay. But it's only triggered by commanding
that specific job.
I'm not sure. I feel like that's something that Siri might already do, so I'm just going to test that.
Siri Cruz.
Use the voice.
You have to do that voice.
Where am I? Yeah, it does. It shows my Google location.
Where am I? That's all my ideas. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Sam.
I've really enjoyed our time here at the BBMC.
It's sad to see you go, but I love to watch you leave.
I love to watch that sweet booty shake when you walk out that front door. That's a Beyonce lyric.
Prove
I think it.
It
is.
Okay. I'm just going to go to google.com here, if you guys don't mind waiting a few minutes.
Google.com/Beyonce lyrics.
Sounds so good.
Everyone just eat some chips while you're waiting.
Now, I know we all like hot takes, but Beyonce, personally, favourite member of Destiny's Child, including Dawson's Creek's Michelle Williams.
I am a bigger fan. My favourite Destiny's Child member is Dawson Creek.
All right.
In a world where dreams are crabs, and you just can't have a dream without a crab being the dream that you had. Ah! The crabs are taking over my dreams! Taking over? My dreams are crabs! I cannot dream not crabs! Don't let the crabs take over your dreams! A dream is a crab in my world! You better watch out because the dreams are crabs and you're in crab dreams! It's a crab of a dream movie. Coming this crab dream.
Ah! Ah, have less legs!
Very good.
Oh, shit! That was hot. But it doesn't look like Sammy B's ready to put down the mic just yet. That's right, folks. He's got a special segment for you guys.
Special segment.
Oh, shit. Are you ready, mate?
That's right. I'm absolutely ready. Now, guys, everyone knows I am the sports fan of the group.
Holy moly. He just won't stop going on about the fucking footy and the ties.
That's right. And we are deep into the 2018 season of the AFL, or Australian Rules Football as we know it as. I'm out there every weekend hooting and hollering. With the lads.
Who are you breaking for?
All the big names.
Essendon.
The Preston Markets. They're really up there. And, you know, I was at a game last weekend, and I was really enjoying it, watching the Brisbane Lions versus the North Melbourne Kangaroos. And I started thinking, you know, I think there's money to be made here. I mean, there's a lot of people in this crowd, sure, but how much more people would pay to see an actual lion fight a kangaroo? And I reckon that's quite a lot. And that's right, I present to you the new AFL, the Australian Fighting League. Okay, so you might already be able to guess what this is. It's a competition where all the animals of the names of the teams fight on each other in a fight to the death. But I have had to disqualify the Carlton Blues and the Port Adelaide Power because, quite frankly, they're not animals, they're concepts. And they probably should have thought a little bit longer about their names.
They're quite abstract ideas that can't be personified, can
no,
they?
No one could see them fight in an arena. Also, working out a team like a tournament of 18 is just too difficult. It's not a number that condenses down to fours very easily. So,
16.
What we've got here is the Fighting League. Now, we've got all the teams, apart from the two mentioned, against each other, which I'm going to put to you guys, and I want you guys to tell me how you think this fight would go. Who do you think you would win?
Oh, so we want to find out the ultimate champion.
We want to find that out. You know, okay. Ideally, we want to put this out there to the world, but I think for now, we just want to get that excitement up. Just see,
opinion.
Yeah, see how exciting this can get.
It's kind of like a mix of your two favorite sports, AFL and UFC.
Yeah, exactly. Big Oaken and Fan over
Acrobats
here.
Acrobats are great.
So, first up, I've kind of grouped these into, you know, obvious matches at the start.
Birds
but then
versus
as it,
birds.
Yeah, as it progresses, it's going to get more interesting. First up, we've got the Crows versus the Magpies. Who do you think would win?
Ooh, that's the Crows.
Tough one.
Crows are more territorial.
Crows are
Magpies
territorial. Magpies are quite
more
brutal, though.
Attack power.
Yes. What are the ones that swoop on site? Is that Magpies?
That's Magpies.
Yeah,
Magpies.
So I feel like they're a bit more aggressive. Yeah, I'm going to go Magpies.
I'm going to go with Crows, honestly.
So we have three for Magpie and one for Crows. Yeah. Very good. Magpies wins it. Okay, next up, we have the Lions versus the Tigers.
Lion.
No,
I'll take Tigers.
Nah, Tigers.
King of the jungle.
Tigers,
the lion.
100%. Lions are lazy as fuck.
And is it a lady lion or a man lion?
Yeah,
it's
good point.
All the lions against all the tigers.
Oh, definitely tigers.
Tigers are also larger on average.
Although,
interesting. Yeah,
tigers are not the biggest pack animals. They won't work together. Mm-hmm. Whereas the lions,
interesting,
and it is lions.
All right, I'll take that. Lions.
So the lions are the winners there.
Yeah.
Next up, we have the Bombers versus the Dockers. I mean, now I don't know what a docker is.
A docker is a person that works at the docks, and a bomber is literally a plane that drops bombs on things.
I know that much.
Bomber wins.
I think that's an obvious one. What about that Living End song, "The Docks Are All Departed on the Docks of Melbourne Town, with the wharfies standing strong"?
I think that's a good point, even if it's irrelevant. I was glad to have heard it.
Rightio, we have the Bombers as a win for that round. Next up, we have the Cats versus the Bulldogs. Now, this is a very domestic fight. We see this every day.
Bulldog.
Personally, I think the Bulldog is going to win, but I want the Cat to win, so I'm going to vote for a Cat.
Yeah, Cats are pretty wily.
I guess the Bulldog, no.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I think in a fight, the meanest
if it was like
cat
a terrier
would beat the like nicest Bulldog, but on average, a Bulldog will beat a Cat.
Yeah, unless it's a battle of who can give birth naturally the best, in which case, definitely Cats.
Well, unfortunately, that's not what this battle is.
It's a literal fight, and Bulldogs would win.
Literal fight, all cats are destroyed following the event. Yeah. Now, next up, next up, we have the Giants versus the Suns. Now, we're getting very mythological on this one. How big are the Giants? Who are we to define that? And are these burning hot Suns, or are they the Sons of Men?
All right, we've got to talk about dehydration here. You're a big man. You're drinking a lot of water. Hot sun. I'm going with the sun for this one.
Nice.
The sun can literally just, like, impress itself upon anything, and that's it.
Yeah. So I'm inclined to, as long as it's spelt suns as an S-U-N.
It is,
it
yes.
is, then a sun would consume anything, so suns, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Giant, very powerful warrior, going down very easily.
I feel like the sun's going to win the whole competition.
As a handicap, I propose from now on in the bracket, the sun is the Greek god Helios.
Okay. I like that.
Sure, why not? And next up, we have the Hawks versus the Eagles. Similar to an earlier round, but a little bit more intense, would you agree?
Yeah.
Eagles are much bigger.
Oh, yeah. Eagles all the way.
You know what I think? Eagle Boys deliver every time.
1-800-101-101. Get a pizza faster.
Because you got to get a great pizza. 0800-101-101.
Imagine, like, the speed of the pizza getting to you being the factor on you getting dinner.
Yeah.
Like, I will eat a subpar pizza because it will get to me 5 minutes sooner.
I probably would do that, yes.
And for those of you who don't know what we're talking about the bankrupt business in New Zealand, Eagle Boys.
Well, they were in Australia as well.
So,
it's an Australian business.
In conclusion, the pizza getting to you fast was not a major factor.
Though it looks like the Eagles have won this round.
Yeah.
A point for James there. Next up, we have the ultimate battle of good versus evil. We have demons versus the saints. Who could possibly win in such a scenario?
That's too obscure to even call. Like, it's...
It makes you think, is man inherently good or inherently evil?
I'm going to say evil, and I'm going to say demons.
Honestly, during a fight, I want to be on the side of the guy who's going to, like, stab someone in the back.
Yeah, demons have those tridents.
Yeah. So, like, what do saints have? Like, prayers and books.
And halos.
If both of them are
rolled at them like a discus.
If they're both of identical strength, and one can use the tactics of a devilish madman, I'm going to have to go with that one.
Okay, fantastic.
Devils, yeah.
Next up, we have the kangaroos versus the swans. Now, this is a little bit of an odd pair, but it's all we have left. And I admit it would be the most humorous battle possibly so
far.
Holy
shit, yes.
Swan would be significantly more aggressive, but far less powerful.
Yeah, kangaroo, like, maybe two kicks to the head in the swans.
But would it even bother?
What else is going to do?
We just hop away.
Depends. Are we talking red kangaroos? Maybe an alpha male red kangaroo? Because those boys are big. They're muscly.
They're mean.
They're kind of cute.
We are.
Look, this is the same way you'd comprise any sort of league. You put your best players in there. So you're going to put in the red kangaroos for sure. Yep.
You've got to be kangaroos. Yeah. And we're going to put on some, you know, right down at South Bank, under the footbridge, you know, spat on thousands of times black swans as well.
That's right, but I think the swans are losing out in this round, and the kangaroos move through to the second round. The second round starts off with the magpies versus the lions. Here it gets interesting. Magpies, obviously very agile. They move through the air. Be hard for the lions to get an attack in, but the lions are obviously more powerful. What do you guys think?
Take out those lions' eyes, though.
Yes.
I feel that the amount of damage that a magpie can really do against a lion is a lot, so I'm going to go with the magpies.
I think it's the magpies, honestly, about 10 to 1.
Are lions, they're aware there's a battle going on and there's an enemy. They're looking
at... they're just normal animals. They're all provoked.
They're just forced into the situation and they have no idea what's going on.
How far away are the magpies' eggs in this situation?
Again, the decision of the coach. They're probably in the stands. I believe,
if it gets close enough and the lion's aware, it will just eat the magpie. But if it's not aware, you're right, it'll blind it. But I don't know. It would take a long time for a magpie to, like, do they fight to the death? Does it until every player is dead?
Yeah, and then they get a new batch of animals for the next round.
Okay.
But it sounds like the magpies have won.
I feel like
it
would take a long time, but the magpies would win. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Fantastic. Next up, we have the bombers versus the bulldogs. Now, this just seems unfair.
Once again, bulldogs are ground-based. Bombers are literally planes with... full of bombs in the air.
So it sounds like the bombers have got this round. Moving on to the next one, which is the Giants versus the Eagles. This could be interesting. No, that's the Suns versus the Eagles. Apologies there.
Yeah, so this is
Suns versus the Eagles.
The Eagles versus the god Helios. We do not know if Icarus is involved.
Look, 1960s superhero Birdman got his power from the sun, so...
I'm going to say the Helios.
I think the Birds were my favourite 60s band, man, indeed. So.
Wow, I mean, that sounds like an astounding win for the Eagles.
What? So,
no! I guess they're
going through to the next round there. Next up, we have the Demons versus the Kangaroos. It sounds like a pretty equal match to me. What do you guys think?
I mean, kangaroos are quite demonic themselves.
Agreed. Yeah, they have those little pointy ears, which look like horns from the distance.
Yeah. That's true.
It is rumoured that Satan himself rode a kangaroo
into battle against God.
It's deep in the Old Testament.
So who would win? Who do you guys think would win?
Kangaroos.
Do you think it's a home ground advantage? Yeah. Like, this is the Australian
MTG.
Yeah, look, if the game was being played in hell, I think the Demons would have it. Yep. But as we've already established, all games are played at Melbourne's premier stadium, the Melbourne Cricket Ground.
Melbourne Cricket Ground.
And that's the G for short, if you can't be bothered saying the M and the C before.
The G.
Also known as the Grubby Gambler.
In case you want to lengthen the shortening.
Okay, we're up to the semi-finals here, and we have the Magpies versus the Bombers. We're taking to the skies, whoa! Boys. What's going to happen?
Magpies are going to take out the eyes of the pilots of those Bombers.
Yeah, so you can't bomb a bird, because it's already in the sky.
Yeah, agreed.
Magpies would win. They would just slowly decimate the numbers of the Bombers.
Sounds like the Magpies have taken it. Back on to the other semi-final over here. Similar round. We have the Eagles versus the Kangaroos. Similar, because there's a bird involved.
Kangaroos got to be the Kangaroos for me.
I think the kangaroos will take it out.
And like an eagle flies down, like
eagle flies free.
Even a blind kangaroo will kick the shit out of you, as the old poem goes,
the Old Testament
in Australia,
as in the man from Snowy River.
Yeah,
a blind kangaroo will kick the shit out of you.
Yeah, tie me kangaroo down, sport, because he's blind and he'll kick the shit out of me.
Rightio, we are up to the final round of the Australian Fighting League. We have the Magpies versus the Kangaroos. Who will be the ultimate champion 2018?
You can't get more Australia than that. A magpie. Everyone knows it's a bird, and everyone
That's
knows
annoying.
It's Australian, and a kangaroo. My God, do they jump. My God, are they marsupials. It can't be denied. This is the clash of the titans.
Yeah.
Look at its face. Is it a horse? Is it a dog?
Who
no
knows?
Need to decide.
We have a new class of species for it. It's called kangaroo.
And when they have a little baby, it's a tiny jellyfish, and it crawls its way up its stomach and gets inside the womb.
Yeah, now, will that jellyfish be able to attack?
Yeah, that's an attack bonus, a plus one attack bonus against land mammals.
Okay. Oh, well, land
it
mammals.
It appears in the pouch first and then goes in the womb, just to be clear.
So attacking against land mammals, that's not going to be much use against the magpies. Who's going to take it?
I mean, we've already established that a blind kangaroo is still a dangerous foe.
Yes.
That's true.
But you cannot match the tenacity of a magpie.
Absolutely.
It's just, I mean, there's a reason they're feared. You go for a bike ride around Melbourne and you see people, bike helmets with cable ties
with
sticking
spears
out
on the top of them.
Because they are terrified.
Yes.
To the death of being mauled by a magpie.
No,
you don't see people driving around with spikes sticking out of their
or
car.
Bumpers.
I'm scared of a kangaroo killing me.
No. That is true. When I go out for my little boy runs, I look up and I'm afraid of magpies, and I never look up afraid that a kangaroo is going to swoop me.
Yeah,
that's true.
Very good point.
I'd hug a kangaroo that swooped me.
So it sounds like the Magpies are the ultimate champions of 2018 Australian Fighting League, the new AFL. Congratulations, boys, you've done it. Oh, of course, I'm talking to the Magpies, not yourselves. But thank you for your input as well.
All right, let's play the Magpies theme.
I am a magpie and I like to kill old men all the time.
I am a magpie.
I am a magpie and I'm flying high over the sky and over earth.
I have one follow-up question, Sam. Can new teams enter?
Yes, but they have to be in multiples of four because it's just too difficult otherwise.
So you could enter a new team in the league.
Look, if this league takes off, we can enter our own BBMC team. Right. Until then, we are bankrupt, and we need you, the listeners, to donate to our email address. We've got a PayPal set up, so you can just go to thebbmcofficial@gmail.com, because that's how PayPals work. You just put in an email address, and you send money, and the money will get to those people. So you can go ahead and do that with your money today. Thank you. Please save the BBMC.
Well, that's it. That concludes episode 2 of the 10th episode of Bruce Monday Cruise. Boy, has it been a journey. There's been some ups, there have been some downs, but ultimately all good things have to come to an end. And with that,
We close the doors on Bros Brews Monday Cruise Studios. And we demolish the building. And we bomb the suburb. And we secede from the country. I've been your host for this episode. My name is Andy Weston. And now I will commit ritual suicide.
It's been real, friends. My name's been James Cruelboy Hitch.
I'm Drew.
Dr. Drew Hancock, and I will also commit ritual suicide.
Looks like now I'm semi-free.
Goodbye forever!
Bye!
Hello, I'm a sexy robot here to tell you that a third episode of the Prosperous Monday Cruise podcast finale is on its way for next week. We thought it would be two episodes, but it is three episodes. So that's something to look forward to. Unless you hate fun, in which case fuck you.